Welcome to Truth Unbound. And again, I'm your host, Walter Swaim. So we're going to start off running today. What does the war in Ukraine, the Great Reset, and Bible prophecy all have to do with each other? Well, let me have you watch this first, and then hold on to your hat.
Yeah. It is obvious that we are in the midst of the most severe crisis the world has experienced since World War II. 75 years ago, countries and people came together to shape the post-war global order, which brought us decades of peace, increased global cooperation, and prosperity to hundreds of millions of people around the world. The COVID-19 crisis has shown us that our old systems are not fit anymore for the 21st century. It has laid bare the fundamental lack of social cohesion, fairness, inclusion, and equality. Now is the historical moment, the time, not only to fight severe virus, but to shape the system for the need for the post-corona era. We have a choice to remain passive, which would lead to the amplification of many of the trends we see today. Polarization, nationalism, racism, and ultimately increased social unrest and conflicts. But we have another choice. We can build a new social contract, particularly integrating the next generation. We can change our behavior to be in harmony with nature again. And we can make sure that the technologies of the fourth industrial revolution are best utilized to provide us with better lives. In short, we need a great reset. We have to mobilize all constituents of our global society to work together. We must not miss this unique window of opportunity. For this reason, I'm grateful that we are joined for this announcement of the Great Reset Initiative, not only by His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales, but by representatives of international organizations, business, trade unions, scientists, and above all, the young generation. Now we have the very special message from the United Nations Secretary General, Antonio Guterres.
Well, all right. Thanks again for joining me here at Truth Unbound. And I apologize for the delay in getting this one out later in the week. We just put extra research, extra detail into this, and I think you're going to be greatly informed. I think you're going to be intrigued. And as a follower of Jesus Christ, in the end, you're going to be greatly, greatly encouraged. Because this is where we look at today's issues in life and in culture and the church and the world from the viewpoint of God's truth in His Word. If this is what you want more of each week and you want to include others, then I encourage you to like this video, follow, subscribe, hit all notifications, and then share it with everyone you can. All right, well, this is the end of the shameless plug for now. Let's get to the real thing. Now, to understand what is going on here and to answer the big questions that we just presented at the very beginning, we need to be aware of some things first. What is going on and what does it mean? What is the Great Reset and what is the evidence that it really exists now? What is Bible prophecy about a one world government and economy? Where is that in the Bible and how does this all tie in together? And then, of course, we're going to ask this big question, what does the follower of Jesus need to know and to do in light of all of this? All right, so first of all, what is the Great Reset? Now, this concept isn't new. It was formed years ago by Dr. Schwab. But the Great Reset, as we know it now, came out of the gate at full throttle and announced at the 50th annual meeting of the World Economic Forum in June 2020 in Davos, Switzerland. Using the COVID pandemic and climate change panic as jumping boards for what they already believe for years needs to be said and done, the idea presented openly was this, that the way we've been doing things for so many years has led us to this disaster. And to fix it, we have to reset the world. We have to reset the world's economies, its society, and there needs to be a new world order shaped by us. Now, who's in the driver's seat of this movement? Alongside the founder of the World Economic Forum, Charles Schwab, and his cronies, there are business and government leaders that are on board with this, including Bill Gates, Joe Biden, Justin Trudeau, George Soros, Prince Charles, and many, many others of the elite. The Great Reset is the dream or vision of these corporate, educational, and government elites for a greater society and also a godless society. Its entire basis of morality and ethics are subjective and humanistic, or in other words, they have no inclusion of God or even of just Judeo-Christian principles, which come from God. It's all man-based thinking. And while we've seen how good man's thinking has worked for us since the Garden of Eden, yeah, no. Now, you can look in articles and on the internet where a lot of people just blow it off as a PR stunt, or others say it's a nothing burger and it's not working. But we're going to briefly lay out its basic strategy and see how it fits into Bible prophecy at the end and what we can expect and do as followers of Jesus. Okay, so what will the Great Reset do? What are its intentions? Well, for one thing, it will erode personal ownership and liberties, unless you toe the line with them. Here's a few glaring examples of it at work, just in the U.S. alone and in the last couple of years only. One of these examples is the shift from a free market economy to what Schwab calls stakeholder capitalism. In other words, instead of meeting the needs of customers with the best products and choices available and making profits that benefit those who invest in the company, the companies themselves are now wanting to enter into partnerships with the governments of the world to make all of society better. Better, of course, is how they define it according to their far-left beliefs and trends of the day. The free personal ownership, for instance, of money, property, lands, homes, and other material things by the individual and other private entities will be severely restricted. And how will they do that? Well, these controls will be set by the world corporate government partnerships, much in the same way as China does now through what is called ESGs, or also called SDGs, or Sustainable Development Goals. These are standards set by government and private corporations. Now, these standards don't just measure financial responsibility, but it will also monitor the beliefs and behaviors of companies and their clients. In other words, if you don't go along with their arbitrary moral benchmarks, then they squeeze you out to where you are unable to operate or get what you need. In other words, your credit score is not only monitored and judged to see if you handle your money responsibly, which is just good business sense and business practice, they're going to go way beyond that and monitor and grade you on their own personal morality report card and then control your access to financial and material needs based on that. Who or what sets this standard then? Well, it'll be the elites who run the governments and business and educational systems. Their opinions of what is right and wrong will set the rules soon in the future to control if you can get a loan or buy or sell. That last phrase, buy, you can't buy or sell without it, seems something familiar. I think it's in the Bible. Well, hold on. We're getting there. Okay, so back to these ESGs or SDGs. The general areas they're going to grade you on are revealed in the letters ESG. E stands for environment, whatever keeps climate change or global warming from happening, because after all, it's all your fault for killing the planet. And of course, they're going to do this according to the same science that they used for COVID, and that didn't seem to work out well, but anyway, I digress. Now, the S is for social. This means diversity and inclusion and tolerance. And if you are providing or going through the proper training and indoctrination. Now, G is for governance. In other words, the controls that it will be put in place as to how a company will run itself and be transparent with how it's following their rules. In all actuality, this is all describing what can be called corporate socialism or communist capitalism. Now, that's an oxymoron. Now, here's a long list of the other tools that they're going to use to bring conformity. For instance, the use of artificial intelligence in replacing humans or merging humans with technology. Having wide open borders, but yet more restrictions on legal crossing at the same time. The overprinting of money, flooding the market, and cheapening the dollar, for instance, and other currencies. Higher taxation, broken supply lines. Inducing people not to work so that they can be paid by the government. The destruction of medium and especially small businesses, leaving only mega corporations to take control of the market and social media and more. Another major example of the Great Reset that we've all lived through already and seen the test of are the restrictions on our personal life, all in the name of protecting us and grandma from COVID. Now, where this is now finally being revealed is that it really isn't about COVID at all, or wasn't. It was about control of the populace by authoritarian government leaders who seized emergency powers and don't want to let them go back to the people. This is why you see masks and vaccines mandates being continued for so long, even though the data now reveals that they really weren't as effective as originally told to us or since. And so government leaders told us they were going by the science. So it appeared to be objective when it really wasn't. The rules for masks were almost militantly kept going in schools and other areas of work and life. And then parents began to catch on to this, along with the pushing of critical race theory. And so they began to read the data and read and see what their children are being taught and began to push back. Because they realized that they were not ultimately in control of their kids' education, health, and choices when in government-funded public schools. And so government leaders, even in especially in local school boards across the country, had people physically removed for openly disagreeing with them, even when they did so peacefully and with evidence. But governments and schools often hold hands and become the upper hand, if you will. And a tool of the Great Reset, it will be. It's not about the science or health, but it quickly became about the rules themselves. It became very legalistic and enforced with even financial isolation. No vaccine, no job. And then being marginalized and shamed or even arrested, regardless if those rules helped anyone or not. Well, one last example of the Great Reset tactic or tactics is seen when recently even the CEOs of our major airlines just in December of 2021 testified before Congress that masks were basically not effective in the highly filtered environments of their airplanes. Yet that was ignored and pushed away. And as of this podcast, masks are still required on air travel, both foreign and domestic. Because of corporate and government cooperating together to impose an empty standard on the masses. You're not getting on this flight, whether it's for pleasure or business, unless you comply. Okay, so what does Bible prophecy foretell of this one world government and economy, and how does the Great Reset fit into that? Now, isn't this just another unfounded sensational conspiracy theory? Well, as we showed in the beginning, the minds creating all of this agenda and thus the control to make it happen, they're not being subtle or secretive anymore. They speak openly about it. They write books and articles promoting it and speak about it in open forums and in the news media and push it through social media as well. The Great Reset method is open, but the motive and true goals behind it are still covered. That's because it's the same devil that is deceiving the world like he did in the Garden of Eden. Satan will always be the driving force behind the already sinful heart of mankind and the future Antichrist. He will continue to set the conditions and deceive the world into accepting this. This is spoken of in Daniel, 2 Thessalonians, and Revelation, and other scriptures. For instance, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 7 through 12, he says, "For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteousness, deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." And then again in Revelation chapter 13, verses 4 through 8, it's described as well, where it says, "So they worshipped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, 'Who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him?' And he was given a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world." And then lastly, in Revelation chapter 13 as well, verses 16 and 7, it says this, "He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name." And so there it is. The Great Reset, therefore, is either the beginning of or the stepping stone to that one world economy and government that will be dominant during the Great Tribulation period foretold in Scripture. Now, why do we feel these things are nearer than ever before? Well, first of all, the technology network and interlocking banking system are in place like never before and will only get stronger. The influence of social media, advertising, and electronic devices and news media on the masses. The belief of people in scientism, in other words, people believing more than ever that science gives us or will give us all the answers to life's dilemmas, natural or not. Moral and ethical control of people to conform to standards set by the governing elites of the world's largest economies are also being accepted. Even military force and capacity for world-level destruction is built up and building up. The increasing majority of people, even in the U.S. and worldwide, being comfortable with far-left ideology and accepting it in the name of peace, security, and health. So how does the war in Ukraine and all of this tie in together? Well, those who believe in the Great Reset will not waste an opportunity or a crisis to call in its emergency powers and form an alliance to advance their agenda. They'll be saying constantly, "Now is the moment, more than ever, we need to put this in motion." And they will do so by taking up a righteous and good cause to do it. Business and government partnership around the world became stronger through the fight against COVID and now against Russia and its invasion of Ukraine. In and of themselves, these appear to be and are good causes. Yet they become the testing ground, if you will, and build-up phase for what will become one day a one-world government and economy, which will then unite, but then turn their strong-arm efforts for what is not a good cause. They will unite to bring down Israel eventually, and even gather to fight against God. But the only true Great Reset is the one that God himself will bring to the beast and his followers. Listen to this from Paul's writing in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. So what should the follower of Jesus do then? Well, listen to what Paul wrote Titus in chapter 2. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you. So he's saying we are to love the Lord first, serve the Lord first, live for the Lord first, and look for the second coming of Jesus. For the church, that is what we call the rapture, taking us up to be with him forever before all hell literally cuts loose on earth. And then we return with him as he crushes the devil and the beast and establishes his millennial and then forever kingdom. Are you ready for God's great reset? If you haven't knelt before Jesus and asked him to be your Lord and Savior, would you do so today? The Bible tells us that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God's raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. That's right out of the book of Romans. And so will you believe in Christ today? You don't have to fear any of this that is coming because he will take us out of the way. And he will have his will done no matter what man tries to do. Would you give your heart to Jesus today? Just tell him something in your own words and talk to him. Tell him yourself, Lord, I'm a sinner. And I know that you're God. I know that you died on the cross for me and you rose from the dead for me. Forgive me of my sin. Come into my life. Take control. I'm yours. If you made that choice for Christ, would you let me know by emailing me at info@truthunbound.org? And I want to be of help to you. Well, we're going to stop it here. And I just encourage you to share this podcast with others. Click like and on YouTube, hit subscribe and all notifications. And let's get the word out about God's truth to the whole world. Follow Jesus, and you'll always follow the truth.